Blast From Our Past Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Throwback Trivia Takedown. And here are your hosts, Adam and John Spies.
Welcome to Throwback Trivia Takedown, a no-holds-barred trivia match between two contenders fighting for nostalgic glory. I'm your host, John Spies, and today we're joined by a couple. Aww. In one corner, we have Miss Samantha Palmer. Sam, say hi.
Hi.
And in the other corner, we have, and I completely blanked, I was going to ask you, how do you pronounce your last name?
It is Friesmuth. It's a German last name.
Friesmuth. All right, we have Mr. Tom Friesmuth. I like that name. That's a man's name, Tom. You don't meet enough Toms anymore.
I agree.
So let's get to know a little bit more about our contenders. Sam, why don't you just tell us a little bit more about yourself?
So my name is Sam, and Tom and I are engaged. We live in Southern California, and I help him with running his business. So I do like secretarial stuff, and I also do some writing. That's pretty much it.
All right. And Tom?
My name's Tom, and I'm engaged to Samantha. We live in SoCal. I am an owner of a security firm.
So like security as in like bouncers, or like security as in like security systems?
We do everything. We don't do a whole lot of bouncing work, but we do a lot of executive protection, which would be like bodyguard work and armed security guards. And we've got a lot of really good high-profile clients we work with.
Nice. Very cool. Very cool. All right, folks. Well, let's learn how to play the game.
Entering the ring are two contestants who will engage in three rounds of head-to-head trivia. Here are the rules.
Round one consists of 10 questions in different pop culture categories focused on a decade that will be randomized. If someone answers their question wrong, their opponent has a chance to steal.
And the categories are
movies, music, television, video games, sports, news and politics, fashion, technology, slang, and food. Round two consists of the same 10 categories, but this time, your opponent gets to pick your category. In the final round, you may bid up to as many points as you have before answering a three-tiered question, which must have all parts correct in order to score the points.
Now it's time for a takedown.
All right, so before we get started, I would like you to tell me, what is your favorite candy bar?
Mine's for sure Almond Joy.
Interesting. Almond
Yeah.
Joy.
I'm all about the coconut.
Tom?
I'd have to say Snickers or Milky Way.
Snickers, Milky Way. Well, I am not a fan of the coconut. I am definitely a fan of Snickers, so I'm going to let Tom pick the first category.
Round one.
Lame.
All right, let's do movies.
All right, movies. And your decade is the 90s.
Yes.
In the movie The Matrix, does Neo take the blue pill or the red pill?
I believe it's the red pill.
I believe that you are correct.
All right.
Very, very good. Off to a fantastic start.
I'm impressed.
All right, Sam, what category would you like?
I'm going to go with food.
Oh, food. A category that is close to my heart.
Same.
And your decade is the 70s.
Ooh.
In 1973, what company introduced the first light beer?
I'm going to say Coors.
Coors is incorrect.
Dang.
Tom, can you steal?
I'm going to say Miller.
Miller's is correct.
No way.
Oh, man. Tom is off to a strong start. He's got the right answer and a steal. All right, Tom. Now you get to pick for yourself. What category would you like?
Let's go with movies again.
Movies is off the table once it's been selected this round. So it'll come back next round.
All right, let's do music.
Music. Here we go. And your decade is the 90s. Tom loves the 90s.
Yes, I do.
Stephen Harwell is the lead singer of what rock band whose debut album, Fushu Mang, came out in 1997?
Is that Smash Mouth?
Somebody once told me that's the right answer.
All right.
No freaking way. How do you know so many things?
I was born in the 80s, but I, you know, grew up in the 90s.
Yeah. All right, Sam, let's try to catch you up here. What would you like?
All right, I'm going to do fashion because there's no way you're going to know more about fashion than I do in any decade.
Okay.
All right, here we go. And your decade is the 90s.
Okay.
Initially designed with blue-collar workers in mind, these boots became a status symbol in 90s hip-hop culture.
Doc Martens.
Doc Martens is incorrect.
No!
Tom, can you steal?
I would guess Timberlands.
Tom's on a roll. The correct answer is Timberlands.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you remember all those rappers were all wearing Timberlands and like the boy bands and all that stuff.
Oh, this is, I'm impressed, Tom. I'm very impressed.
I'm pretty impressed too.
All right, you stole that one, Tom, and you get to pick your next category.
All right, next category. Let's do video games.
Video games. And your decade is the 80s.
Okay.
Little Mac is the character that gamers play in what 1987 Nintendo sports game?
I don't know.
All right, would you like to fashion a guess, or are you just going to...
I'm going to say Madden Football.
Madden Football is incorrect. All right, Sam, it's your first chance to steal.
And this is
Do you know
80s?
Your 80s video games?
I don't know anything about 80s at all. can I pick the sport?
I mean, you can pick the sport, but that's not going to be the right answer.
Dang. Okay. Pac-Man.
I need to know the name of the game. Pac-Man is incorrect.
Okay, that was pretty much the only
Little
video.
Mac is the character you play as in the game Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Oh yeah, I never would have guessed that. But at least you didn't guess it either.
Yeah, I know.
All right, we've had our first double miss, and that's all right. And Sam, I believe it is your turn to pick a category.
Let's go with slang.
Slang. And your decade is the 90s.
Okay.
When your sentence needs a little extra emphasis, this piece of 90s lingo will do the trick. Gwen Stefani thought it was good.
Oh my God, you guys. Girl, like throwing girl at the end. Like girl?
Girl is incorrect. Tom, can you steal?
I think I can steal this one. I'm going to say Hella.
Tom's doing hella good. Hella is correct.
Right.
Man. Oh.
I don't even like really particularly care for Gwen Stefani music, but she says it in her songs.
He caught on to the hint there in the clue in the question, I should say.
Yeah, I did not. This is crazy.
All right, Tom, what would you like?
Let's do technology.
Technology. And your decade is the 90s.
All right.
The first bagless cyclonic vacuum cleaner was sold in 1993 by what company?
I'm going to say Hoover.
Hoover is incorrect. Sam, here's your chance to get on the board.
I'm going to say Bissell.
Bissell? Is that what you said?
Yeah, Bissell. Bissell.
Bissell is incorrect.
Dang, I almost went with Dirt Devil.
It is Dyson.
Okay, I would have been wrong either way. feel a little better.
Dyson. All right, I believe, Sam, it is your turn to pick, and we have news, sports, and TV left.
I'm going to do news and politics.
All right, news and politics. And your decade is the 70s.
Fun.
In 1979, the National Hurricane Center began using male names in addition to female names to label Atlantic hurricanes. Up until that point, all hurricanes received female names. You can tell that a guy obviously picked that out.
Yeah.
What was the name of the first male hurricane?
Was it Stephen?
It was not Stephen.
Okay.
All right, Tom, can you steal?
I'm just going to pick a name and say Hurricane David.
Hurricane David is a little bit closer, but is also incorrect. Remember, they go alphabetically. The first one was called Bob. Hurricane Bob. That's one of those random pieces of trivia that you either know it or you don't know it. It's very hard to luck your way into that one.
But now you will retain it forever and bring it up at dinner parties.
So, Tom, you get to pick between TV and sports.
Let's do TV.
All right. You're going to leave sports for Sam.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What a guy.
I see how it is. All right. And your decade is the 70s. On Happy Days, what animal did Fonzie famously jump his motorcycle over?
I don't remember, but I'm going to go ahead and say bear.
Bear is incorrect. Sam, can you steal?
I'm going to say an elephant.
That would be quite a feat. Unfortunately, that is also incorrect.
Okay.
He jumped over a shark.
Ah.
Have you ever heard the term jump the shark?
No.
When a show is jump the shark, that means it's gotten too weird.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where that phrase comes from. All right, Sam. Let's see if we can get you on the board here at the end of round one with a 80s sports question. The Super Bowl Shuffle was a rap song from 1985 that was performed by what NFL team who went on to win the Super Bowl that year?
The Packers? No, the Bears. The Bears.
All right, which one's your answer?
The Bears.
Da Bears is correct.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. All right. We finally got Sam on the board. And at the end of round one, 10 points apiece. Tom is ahead 50 to 10.
That's
so we got a little catching up to do. Got a little catching up so to do much. In round two.
Round two.
All right. So Tom got to pick his category first in round one. Sam, you get to pick in round two, but you'll be picking for Tom.
What category
do you want to give to Tom?
I'm going to give him video games.
Video games. For some reason, Tom, she doesn't think you know your video games.
I really don't, but we'll give it a shot.
All right, your decade is the 90s. Reptile, Scorpion, and Kano were all characters in what 1992 video game that, in part, caused the creation of the ESRB rating system?
That is easy, because I did play this on Sega Genesis. That would be Mortal Kombat.
That would be Mortal Kombat.
Of course you would get it.
One of the only game systems we had growing up, and Mortal Kombat was one of the only games we had, just because our parents didn't support video games.
Of course it was. Yeah. Why not?
That was such a fun game, too.
It was, yeah. I still remember the blood and guts code for that.
Oh, nice. Who was your go-to character in Mortal Kombat?
Sub-Zero.
Ah, see, I was Scorpion, so we had a little bit of a rivalry going there.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, Tom, what category do you want to give to Sam?
I'm going to give her fashion. I'm going to be nice.
Fashion. Ah. Ah, Tom remembers the phrase, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
That is true.
All right. All right, Sam, and your decade is the 70s.
Sweet.
Famous for designing staples of the 70s, such as draped jersey dresses and lean trouser suits, Roy Froehlich is better known by his middle name, which was what?
Um, Tom?
Tom is incorrect.
Okay.
All right, Tom, can you steal this one? I will be impressed if you can.
I definitely cannot.
All right. The correct answer is Halston.
Oh, yeah, I never would have.
Okay. All right. Sam, what do you want to try and trip up Tom with?
Let's give him sports.
Sports. And your decade is the 90s.
All right.
Name this extreme sports event whose inaugural competition was held during the summer of 1995 in Providence and Newport, Rhode Island.
I'm going to say BMX bicycling.
BMX is incorrect. Sam, can you steal?
Can we repeat the question one more time?
Yes. Name this extreme sports event whose inaugural competition was held in the summer of 1995 in Providence and Newport, Rhode Island.
In 1995, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Is it extreme frisbeeing?
That is interesting. I've never actually heard of extreme frisbeeing.
Yeah, that's a real
And
thing.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
I think you guys were thinking a little too specific. The answer is the X Games.
Oh.
Oh, I was thinking X Games, but I thought you were looking for a specific sport.
That's
likely
all right.
Story.
I believe, Tom, it is your turn to pick for Sam.
Let's do food for Sam.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right. And your decade is the 90s. These Betty Crocker branded fruit snack, introduced in 1991, are soft and chewy with a fruity juice center.
Gushers.
Gushers is correct.
Yes.
All right.
It's my second point.
All right, Sam. What do you want to give to Tom?
I'm going to give Tom TV.
Television. All right. And your decade is the 90s.
All right.
On the TV show Seinfeld, what was the cause of George Costanza's wife's death?
I do not know this one.
All right, Sam, can you steal?
I actually didn't know that George Costanza was ever married, so... was she struck by lightning?
That's a fantastic guess. Unfortunately, it's incorrect, but like,
okay.
I'm actually impressed that you came up with that. No, she was licking envelopes and was poisoned.
Oh, I do remember that. Okay. I do remember that.
All right. Where are we? I always get lost in the second
round.
It's Tom. Tom's picking for Sam. All right.
Let's do news and politics.
All right, news and politicos. And your decade is the 90s.
Cool.
In 1998, U.S. President Bill Clinton denied having sexual relations with which White House intern?
Monica Lewinsky.
Monica Lewinsky is correct.
Yeah.
Good job, babe.
All right. You're crawling back. You're crawling back.
Slowly.
All right. What do we want to give Tom?
Let's give Tom technology.
Technology. And your decade is the 90s. Oh, no. 80s. Excuse me. I almost said 90s. We already did 90s. Your decade is the 80s. In 1989, the first of 24 GPS satellites was launched into orbit. What does GPS stand for?
Global Positioning Satellite.
Global Positioning Satellite is incorrect.
Oh.
Sam, can you steal?
Nope, I definitely can't.
Is there any shot at a redemption? Because I do know this, actually.
I mean, you can have personal shot at redemption, but you won't get the point for it.
Yeah.
I believe it is Global Positioning Systems.
It is Global Positioning Systems.
Oh, you were so close.
Let's see here. All right. Tom, we are picking for Sam, and I believe we have slang,
music and movies
left.
Let's go with slang.
All right. Saving movies and music for the end. And your decade is the 80s. In the 80s, if you Ralphed, you did what?
Threw up.
Threw up is correct.
Yeah. You guys nice. Are coming back.
All right. So basically, Sam, it's coming down to which category do you want to keep for yourself and which one do you want to give Tom? You got movies and music.
I'm going to give Tom music.
All right. Give Tom music. Even though he did very well on the last one.
I know, but mm-hmm. I know that I'll do terribly with it.
That's smart. That's smart thinking. That's smart game theory. All right. And your decade is the 80s. What former Beatle was deported from Japan in 1980 for possession of marijuana?
I'm going to take a guess and say Paul McCartney.
You had a 1 in 4 chance and you nailed it right on the head. It was Paul McCartney.
All right.
All right. And that leaves movies for Sam. And Sam, you get the 80s.
Sweet.
What is the name of the skyscraper in the movie Die Hard?
Is it the Empire State Building?
It is not the Empire State Building.
Ugh.
I am sorry. Tom, can you steal this one?
Of course I can, because I used to have a shirt. I used to have a shirt that said, I survived the Nakatomi Christmas party.
Nakatomi Plaza is
Nakatomi
correct.
Plaza, yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, that brings us to the end of round two. And Tom did not quite seal you out, Sam, but he is ahead 80 to 40. So we're going to go into our final round.
Final round!
And what I'd like you to do is just make a wager using the points you have, so up to the amount of points you have. You can bet zero, you can bet however many points you have, you just can't go beyond that. Go ahead and write it down and just circle it, and when you've made your bid, just let me know.
What's the score right now?
Oh, I got it. It's 80-40. I also have to give you the category. Wow, I was not thinking. The category is the Oscars.
Okay, and...
All right, just let me know when you're locked in with your wager.
Locked in.
All right. Here's your question in the Oscars. Name the movie from each of our decades that won the most number of Oscars per decade. So what movie won the most Oscars in the 70s? Which one won the most number in the 80s? And which won the most in the 90s? I'm going to give you some hints.
Okay.
In the 70s, it is a 1972 musical starring Liza Minnelli, Michael York, and it won 8 of 10 Oscars. In the 80s, it is a 1987 biographical epic starring John Lone, Joan Chen, and Peter O'Toole, and it won 9 of 9 Oscars. And in the 90s, it was a 1997 epic romance starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet, and won 11 of 14 Oscars. So take a second to write down your answers, think about it. You take as much time as you need to think it out, write it out, and just let me know when you have your guess.
Ready.
All right. Both answers are locked in. All right, Sam, you were trailing 40 to 80. Let's hear your answers.
I'm going to preface this with, I know that I'm very wrong in some of these. Probably okay. 2 out of 3 of these. But one, the 70s one, I put Singing in the Rain.
Okay.
The 80s movie, I put Rocky.
Okay.
And 3, I put Titanic.
All right. And Tom, what were your answers?
So my first one, I put Sound of Music, and I know that that's probably much older than the 70s. The second one, the only movie I could think of with potentially similar actors' names was The Last Emperor, which we used to watch as a kid. And then... of course, Titanic for number 3.
Well, you guys nailed the 90s. In the 90s, Titanic won the most Oscars, and they had won, I believe they won the most Oscars of all time up until that point. So others have surpassed them. The movie in the 80s that won the most Oscars was The Last Emperor.
Dang.
Oh, yeah. We had it on VHS.
And the musical from the 70s that won 8 out of 10 starring Liza Minnelli was Cabaret.
Oh, dang.
Both of the musicals you guys named, I believe, were like from the 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, you didn't get it. I have to say, Tom, I'm very impressed that you pulled out The Last Emperor, because I don't think I could have pulled that one out.
Oh, man.
That was one of those movies that we watched as kids, and I remember the box had a little kid on it.
Yep,
and that's why
kid on the front.
And that was the only movie I could think of when I, thinking of those actors' names that you mentioned, and that it might be.
That's still impressive. That was it was a very tough question. I tried to give as many hints as I could, but I knew that was going to be a tough question. All right, Sam, tell me, what did you wager?
I wagered zero.
Zero. Interesting. All right, and Tom, what did you wager?
I wagered 20.
All right. And that brings you a little bit closer to Sam, but still on top, with a score of 60 to 40. Tom is our winner.
Good job, babe.
Congratulations, Tom.
You nailed it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. I've surprised myself with my knowledge, and truthfully, The Last Emperor was a total shot in the dark.
Well, you nailed it with it. You nailed it with that one.
This was so much fun.
I'm glad. Sorry. I got distracted. All right, so before we go, do you guys have anything else you want to say, or any causes or anything else you just want to promote?
I don't think so. Maybe this was so much fun. I've never done a trivia thing, so thanks for inviting us.
Awesome. All right. Tom, anything you want to add?
No, it was a lot of fun. Thanks for having us on, and maybe we'll get to do it again, and Samantha will get a shot at redemption.
Yeah, I'm going to start reading all kinds of encyclopedias.
Encyclopedia, that is old.
Yeah. I've got a box got a box of VHS tapes in the garage you can go through if you want.
Yeah, maybe you should do that. Yeah. Just YouTube the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Just watch
there
that
you
on
go.
Repeat.
All right, that was another episode of Throwback Trivia Takedown.
Thank you for listening to Throwback Trivia Takedown. If you want to support the podcast, or if you'd like to be a contestant, go to patreon.com/throwbacktriviatakedown and pick a tier that's right for you. If you want to submit questions, you can email them to throwbacktriviatakedown@gmail.com. Please rate and review us on the podcast platform you're listening to. And we'll see you next time when two new contestants go head-to-head in nostalgic knowledge on Throwback Trivia Takedown.
Hey everybody, welcome to Talking Back, the podcast where we like to chat about past achievements in movies, comics, video games, and more. I'm your host, Tim, and with me today in studio is co-host Dean.
Hey, Tim.
Dean.
Huh? This isn't a full episode, this is actually just an ad. All we have to do is tell everyone that our podcasts come out on Mondays, and they can find us on their favorite podcatcher. If they're into movies, comics, or video games, they should definitely check us out.
Oh, well then, thanks everybody for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Talking Back.